This attunement, this first one, is all about establishing grounded presence, a sense of me here. So take some time to fully arrive in this moment, to the support of the chair, to the ground under your feet, to the presence of everyone in this room. And notice what happens at those points of support, of connection. There can be a sense of stirring, an awakening. Something happens because we become aware, so consciousness connects with body and support system of the environment. So there's the chair, the floor, my body contact, and my awareness of all that. Those three things cause an awakening of the body's own awareness of itself from inside. So just notice that there is at least the possibility, because you're in contact with the environment, that something inside of you is happening because of this awareness of it. And that something that's happening has the possibility of expanding and opening up to more because awareness is there. In fact, if the awareness was not there, nothing probably would happen more. It would simply be just be there. But your awareness changes the dynamics of what is happening inside of you. This is grounded presence, which is essentially dynamic. And it includes movement, the possibility of the fact that the body is alive, it can move and does move by its very nature. Movements can be either very subtle or quite large, all the range of possibility. Bodies by nature move, they're not static, they're not stuck. So become aware of that, the possibility of movement as the body awakens to its own aliveness and its possibilities. And if you can sense the possibility of movement or the urge for movement, just welcome that. Nothing you have to do. If the body really needs to move, it will. The most natural movement, of course, is simply a balancing readjustment because the body is recognizing itself in gravitational space. Standing, the swaying is so natural because the body is always having to reaffirm its uprightness. It's a little more subtle when you're sitting because there's more support in a different way. But still, there's a tendency for the body to feel its upright posturing. And what gets in the way of that? So just play with that. We're moving through phase one and phase two. And of course there's more. But just for now, just play with being aware of your body as it becomes aware of itself in its environment. You're the observer. And because you're there in this way, the possibility at least that things are beginning to happen from inside of you that seem to have a mind of their own. Maybe that's enough for now. That's just taking a moment to allow the body to become more present to itself. And you're the observer, so that you can actually say, well, there's me here. I am observing, and I realize that that word I am observing and the sense of me here may are my words. There may be other words, other ways of being with this, but there's a sense of something is observing the experiencing. And because I'll use mine, I am experiencing, I am observing my experience of my body's awakening to its own aliveness, something more happens. It's as simple as that. And I'm sitting in a chair or I'm standing. It's also a simple fact. And it's something I can always come back to, regardless of what else wants to appear, problems in my life, or any issues that come up. I still will continue to sit in the chair or stand. And I'll still just be the observer. There's nothing I have to do. This creates a very safe place from which more can come that's needed in my life, or more attention is needed in my life. It's a kind of separation of, there's a sense of me physically alive and dynamically moving as a starting point. This is me. The physical experience of my bodily aliveness in this moment, separate from anything else. It's not a denial of anything else. It's simply for the moment of separateness. And in that separateness, things can complete themselves in a way, in a whole kind of bodily way. I can feel my posture wanting to right itself in some way, stand up for itself, be itself more. It's nice to be able to have that. My expression for it is, there's me here. And just giving space for that sense of me here and what comes into consciousness when I can use those words to point to a possibility of an inner sense of my own wholeness, more or less, as is experienced now. And all the movements and the breathing that and the awakening that goes with that sense of me here. And that me here is supported by its environment. So it creates a containment and a safety and a sense of boundaries. And then I'm ready to open up to other possibilities of more than that. As I said earlier, maybe that's enough. Just a few minutes each, from time to time, just to sit or stand and just have a sense of me here. Particularly in a stressful day. And the movement really helps, if there is movement, because that takes our consumes our attention. Or we can, it's easy to stay with a sense of, oh, my body wants to stretch, or I need to yawn. Something like that. Well, that's something to give your mind something to experience, to directly connect with. So take a moment longer to prepare your body to find its own resting place, which you're going to invite. It's inviting your body find its own resting place. You invited it to become conscious of itself, so it's only natural in its consciousness that you invite it to find a kind of resting place for now. It's a relationship between you and the body's own sense of itself and what it can do for itself.